Oh yeah, dude. Satan is out there. And not only that, guess what he did? He tried to. No, he actually told me that that was not his Twitter account. And that because of that reason, that there was why he did not even. See this as of a celebrity meetup. He instead saw it as of what do you want? Oh. Yeah, not only that, but I also learned that Archangel Lucifer was actually not the prime Satan. He was actually the police detective that got tempted by the prime Satan himself to go and kill God because he escaped from the cross. The real Satan was that guy that claimed to not even be Archangel Lucifer at all, even one bit. And as that was true, guess what happened? We just talked about normal things like about the thing with laughing at Taylor, about the thing with wandering around her house, about the thing with just everything I literally did, bro. The jazz hands, yeah, he was all there. Whole time. As for I did not know what that figure was in that black robe with the hood as I was going around back and forth, because going back in time in my mind, I'm pausing at that house and guess who's actually standing there? Satan, the devil himself, watching as I laugh at Taylor. Do you want to know why? Because he made me do it, and he put a lot of trust and a lot of effort to go and show himself right there. And because of that reason, that there was why he eventually let me know, because he really wanted me to see so that I can make this a podcast one day. Like the podcaster and the musician I am. To tell everyone he's real, he's out there, and he's out to get us all eventually at some point in our lives. Using me. Because he's a spirit and can't do it by himself for his own podcast. On the app of Anchor itself. Nope, he can't. Satan was using me. He's using me right now to tell you that he's very real. He's out there. And he makes you do shit. And he wants you to know that he really does too. I understand this may sound a little creepy, a little paranormal, but the truth is, it's really not. He's actually really having you go and do some of your life in a bad way, yeah. Rather than nothing. Yeah. And I think that and Satan had me go and post some silly shit on Natalia Bryant's page on Instagram. He let me know that Kobe and Gigi died on the day they did when I was in jail on assault intent to murder case now purged off of my record thanks to 3 years hide of probation. As for I caught the felony in the state of Michigan as the reason why they purged it off. Because in Michigan, if you catch a felony when you're below age 23, they remove it, forgive you, and realize that it's because you are a minor to their eyes, that's why you did what you did, whatever felony it is, no matter what it is. Now, if you were to catch the case of a felony here in the state of Michigan when you're 23 and up, then they would keep it on your record instead of purge it like they did with me when I got a felony in the warrant in the state of Michigan before once that I had to fight in there before once when I was 17 years old, my youth. Yeah. Man. Yeah, Zane is real, dude. And guess what else Zane had me do as an attempt to go and eat someone like a zombie. Like, bro, I ain't no zombie. The fuck? Make a zombie apocalypse happen. That way there ain't gonna help shit. Then it'll be done. And make me one of the zombies. Cause other than that, that won't happen, dude. I'm sorry. And guess what, boy? Cause the zombie apocalypse is coming in the end times. It's not gonna be here anytime now, and definitely not. So I won't worry about it. Only God knows when it's gonna be here. Not me. Not you. Not anyone. Only God. Only God knows when, dog. Only God knows when. Because he scripted it to be done in this timeline of the zombie apocalypse if it ever does come. Which I highly doubt it will, as I think that shit's only for the movies only. Only for the movies, dude. Only for the movies. No, nothing else. Yep. It's only gonna be for the movies. Only gonna be for the movies. Nothing else. They ain't gonna be here for real. It just sounds insane. If it's going to that way when it does. Because in my opinion, it ain't never gonna end. Well, I'm a member of mankind, dude. What do you expect? That's why I said that. Man don't want to hear it, because it means them. Yep. So, don't talk about it around us, because it means us. Yep. Anyways, that's all I had to say. Satan is real. He had me laugh at Taylor Seraphine Ballard in August 20th to 31st of 2013, and he had me go and post silly shit in Natalia Bryant's Instagram as I got out of jail. Because the felony warrant is done as they purge it off my record. Because like I said from before, I got arrested in Michigan on that felony called assault with intent to murder at his name. They purged it off my record because I got 3 years higher probation is all, remember? Yeah. Because that's what they do if you catch felonies below age 23 in that state. They purge it off. Nothing else. Yep. Well, I at least had to know whether that was Twitter personality Satan, Archangel Lucifer Satan, or the Prime Prime Infinite Satan. And it was the Prime Prime Infinite Satan that came to me. And that time. That's why he said, nope, not Lucifer. Instead, Infinite Satan. That time, Lucifer to do what he did to try to kill God. After he escaped from the cross and the tomb itself too, of where they bury the prisoners at when they die, when they got the death penalty for their felony warrants, rather than hide a probation like me in my first offense. He's real. He's out to get you. All I gotta say. He's real, everyone. He's real to all my fellow 7 billion brothers and sisters. He's out to get us all, as I met him before. In person, face to face, in jail.